Whether right or wrong, doomed attempts to regain what's been lost aren't unusual. The ghost shirt dances in the 1890s were an outbreak of violence by Native North Americans long after they'd last posed any threat to the peace of the United States. The Indian Wars were over. The Indians had lost. But after some bad conduct by whites, the Lakota Sioux came to believe they could rebel because wearing ghost shirts would protect them against white men's bullets. Coming to believe we're losing something, we instinctively grab at it, whatever the odds. Among nations, periodically some military or technological or organizational innovation puts one empire on top. Then that empire spends far too much protecting its far-flung interests and isn't on top of the next big thing. Sometimes the fading empire's resentment over lost preeminence brings war, as with Germany in the early 20th century. Or take religion. Poles in most countries, including ours, say far fewer young people believe in God these days. Yet extremists in Islam, Christianity, and Hinduism not only grab headlines, but, directly or indirectly, govern countries where those religions are prominent. It has seemed that our future will be less dependent on superstition, more diverse, both in shades of color and in sexual preferences, and more tolerant. Young folks don't care so much about ethnicity. That stuff about whites having some inherent superiority sounds like an old joke. Yet Donald Trump campaigned on express or implied racism just when whites are becoming a minority in the U.S. And conservative whites are playing tricks to keep minorities and the poor from voting, while shouting racist slogans about immigrants. Young folks also seem pretty comfortable with the variety of genders humans come in, something their parents found threatening. So Trump's Supreme Court might soon outlaw same-sex marriage along with abortion. I'd hoped humanity could continue its progress toward a better world, but after decades of increasing democratization, dictatorships are suddenly in fashion again, as Putin, Xi, and perhaps Trump make clear. After increasing internationalism, we're back to petty nationalism and trade wars, compounded by disunity and discourtesy. Being human, clinging to this minor planet for an all-too-finite moment, is tough. Individually and collectively, we need all the help we can get. Heightened cooperation is help. Debilitating fears and prejudices and the massive waste of resources on weapons are not. They're badges of fear, often whipped up by demagogues. The world had been growing more tolerant and understanding. Is this international revival of autocracy, prejudice, and superstition a brief interruption? Or, whipsawed by climate change, refugee crises, water shortage, and economic inequality, will we descend toward a world of violence and chaos? Perhaps we progressive humanists are wearing the ghost shirts.